The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. Rend Lake Area Tourism at rendlake.com. A little bit of heaven at exit 77 on Interstate 57. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me. Well, hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I'm glad you tuned us in this morning to listen to the program. We are coming to you from Orlando, Florida. Let me clarify this. Hot, sticky, muggy, rainy. What other adjective can I use in Orlando, Florida? We're down here for the big ICAST. That is the, it's an international convention of all the fishing manufacturers, big guys, little guys, entrepreneurs, everybody in the Orange County Convention Center. And we are really looking at some great products. We're making all kinds of new connections, talking to a lot of our old friends and et cetera. It's a great time to see everybody in the fishing world all in one spot. Let me tell you, I was like a kid in a candy store. If you're an old guy, like, you know, some of us more mature guys, it's like opening up the Sears Christmas catalog as a kid. Every time you turn around, there was something else to read and learn. It's so cool down here to find all this stuff. And I, you know, we're going to see if we can put a little spin on it and try to bring more of it up to the Midwest and across the country that's listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, because y'all know we've been on ESPN for 25 years. That's right, because of you, our sponsors like Waterworks Marine, Daiwa, and others, Rend Lake Area Tourism. If it wasn't for you people and the listeners, our fans, you wouldn't have Chauncey's Great Outdoors. So I just want to thank everybody for 25 years of a great time in the great outdoors. Let's get back to ICAST. You know, we talked to a bunch of people from Daiwa. We talked to a bunch of, you know, who's out there? Brian Sousa from BizBaits. We did an interview with them. He's got some new stuff coming out, and they rebranded it. They got a new look. They got very, you know, I did his very first interview 12 years ago when he was in college about BizBait, the soft plastic bait company. And that has turned into a very successful business. He's got a bunch of people that work for him. He's one of his anglers was in the Bassmaster Classic last year. It's a great success story. And he started this all by doing a college paper on how to start a soft plastic bait company. And he got a very good report on it, won a lot of awards. And when I remember first hearing about this, I said, oh my, because just remember, FedEx was a college paper that a guy wrote, and the professor who read it looked at him and said, this will never work. What can you say? What can you say? But we're gonna talk to him. We're going to talk to a few other people. But it's really, I learned so many different things down there in this last few days. And we're coming home later on today, so I'm looking forward to, the, you know, taking a nap on a plane. But you know what? Let's hear from our good buddy, Captain Tony. He's out there someplace.
Hi, this is Captain Tony with Diamond Ghost Charters. This is your Lake Michigan Fish Report. We are still seeing kings in 60 to 100 feet of water, pre-AM. Also in deep water, 225 on out, there are big rainbows and still some big cohos around. Of course, lake trout are all over the place. Now, if you're ready to book your fishing trip, call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. If I don't answer, please leave me a message. And remember, fish on.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. For only $14.95, big issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH. Know that Midwest Outdoors Magazine includes a state section for where you live. Each month you get the information that matters to you and where you hunt and fish. For only $14.95, you get big issues of the best of the outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!" Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people, hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
Nature is calling. No, not that way. Fishing, hunting, hiking, you know, nature. Chauncey's Great Outdoors, Saturday mornings from 6 to 7 and available on demand on the ESPN Chicago app.
This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Call the office. Tell them I'm sick. Got some serious business on the
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Yep, steelhead running, honey, don't hold dinner tonight. But they're leaning their main, heading upstream. I packed up my waders, it's a fisherman's dream. Yeah, the steelhead running. Yeah, the steelhead running. Have a steelhead running, honey, don't hold dinner tonight.
Hey, everybody, still at ICAST at the biggest toy store in the world. And, of course, I'm at the Daiwa booth because we're having some fun looking at stuff here. And we're going to talk about a couple of their new fishing rods. We got Chris Martin who is holding a what?
This is the new Tatula 100 model for the 2023 edition.
And this is for, and we're not talking saltwater fish here, we're talking freshwater.
Talking largemouth or, you know, pike, things along those lines. Any of those smaller freshwater game fish, largemouth, you know, as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, what makes this a unique new, I gotta have one?
Yeah, there's a couple of awesome features on the new Tatula 100. Really, one of the main important features for this newer model is going to be the hyperdrive design. A hyperdrive design is a system of components within the reel that are optimized to maintain smoothness, increase the power, as well as the durability.
Okay, when you say hyperdrive, I'm going from a 350 2-barrel to a 450 4-barrel? Is that what you're talking about?
You could definitely say that, yeah. We're talking about upgrades to both the housing of the reel, the gearing system, as well as more support for the pinion gear.
Okay, so that's the part of the reel that's the quality end, but what is it that the fishermen are going to like so much about it?
Yeah, so what fishermen are going to love most about the new Tatula 100 model is the smoothness, overall smoothness. With the hyperdrive system, like I said, you know, that the pinion gear is now supported by a set of bearings on either side. Now, that keeps the pinion gear steady within the housing of the reel. There's no movement between it, and it also keeps it perfectly in contact at any time during the rotation, at least 3 points of contact between the pinion and the drive gear. So that means you have an incredibly smooth reel, similar to what you would feel on higher end reels, like the Zillion or the Stees. Okay? And along with those 3 points of contact to maintain smoothness, you're also providing more surface area. So you're getting more power to those gears, as well as maintaining, or rather lessening, the amount of wear on both gears.
Because I would imagine that when you're chucking and winding all day, you're putting wear on those gears, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, most reels you'll see these days, they'll maintain either 1 or 2 points of contact. With that third extra point, it just further spreads that pressure across those gears.
Now, you can fish this. What was the gear ratio on that again?
Gear ratios are available 6.3, 7.1, and 8.1:1 in both left and right-handed models.
Okay, so you could grind it as fast as you want with the higher speed one, or if you had a lesser speed one, which is not lesser in any, you know, terminology, but you're slower one, but you're also able to, you know, gear it up just to crank it faster. So you really have multiple speeds throughout it. It's not just a one-speed crank it.
No, absolutely not. Yeah, so your 6.3:1 gear ratio models are going to be perfect for those guys, you know, that are fishing either a Senko or, you know, shaky head, something where you need that bait to move a little bit slower through the water to work an entire column or work that bottom contact presentation. That 7.1 gear ratio is going to enable those guys that like to fish spinner baits and chatter baits really quickly. They can do that with a 7.1. And that 8.1:1 gear ratio, perfect for those guys that like to fish jerk baits.
Okay, so you've got more than one option to work with.
Absolutely.
And, you know, pound test-wise that you're looking at it, it takes a wide variety, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, for the braid category, you know, we would recommend anywhere from 20 to 30-pound test braid lines. Definitely want to go with an 8-strand, something like our J-Braid Grand. If you're going to go with mono on these reels, I would say you probably want to stick between 6 to maybe 12-pound for mono or fluoro.
And it'll hold a good amount of feet, right?
Plenty of it, yeah. For most anglers that, you know, whether you're bank fishing or fishing from a boat, plenty of line capacity for either of the applications.
Okay, now here's, if I'm going to match this with a rod, what do you think? And I'm not looking for the corporate line, but I'm like, what would you look at to match this with a rod? I would think a Tatula would be great.
Absolutely, yeah. Either a Tatula, Tatula XT, or Tatula Elite series models would really be the best option. For me, I would go with a Tatula Elite. Definitely one with the AGS guides, just to maintain that lightweight on the rod, lightweight to the reel to match, get a good balance out of them both.
Because I'm looking at you, you know, holding this reel in the hand, and I'm going to take a picture of that so everybody can see it on our Facebook page. But I mean, you're not talking about a massive reel that's going to weigh a lot, that you're, you know, adding to the weight of the rod and adding to your pitching all day long, right?
No, absolutely not. Yeah, this is going to be a reel that's you're going to be able to comfortably fish all day. Not going to give you any kind of wrist or shoulder fatigue. A phenomenally lightweight reel. Going to pair well with really any lightweight graphite rod in our lineups.
And once again, this is not just something that you change a screw and a wing nut on it. Daiwa's looked at this and really redesigned it from the middle spool out, right?
Yes, absolutely. Everything is redone. You know, just short of, you know, the standard T-wing, standard zero adjuster, everything else is redone on the reel. The lightweight spool to complement the cast control that the reels have can enable you to get a longer distance cast. You go further into the reel, you know, you've got the shielded bearings on the inside. They're not the corrosion-resistant shielded bearings, but they are those stainless steel shielded bearings. And then, again, moving back to that hyperdrive system, completely redesigned gearbox.
Now, I would imagine that, and price point-wise, what are they looking at?
Yeah, we're looking at $179.99 retail.
Okay, and for something that's going to last you a long time, because, you know, I'm sitting here playing with this, and I'm spinning it, and I'm trying to break it, and I'm good at breaking things, and it ain't breaking, I'm just telling you right now. I mean, this thing seems to be well put together, that I think it's one of those reels, if you put it in your hand and play with it, you're going to go, oh, okay, this is interesting. And once again, this is a bait casting lure, right?
Yeah, it's a bait casting reel. And, you know, just like you said, you feel it in the hand. It's going to feel that gear, the gear smoothness is going to feel like what you would expect from something like a Zillion or a Steez. It maintains that same type of smooth rotation.
Cool. I mean, I like it because it's simplicity. You've got the Star Drag on the side, and you also have on the left side of it, you've got the set for your brake, right?
Yeah, we on the left or the palm side of the reel, as we say, because it's both left and right hand model. So it's the palm side plate houses our MagForce Z cast control system. Now that's a 2-stage cast control system. So
I thought you sneezed, actually.
Yeah, but yeah, no, it is. It's a phenomenal cast control system. Like I said, you know, with that lighter weight spool, can enable you to get optimal cast control, but not only optimal cast control, which as we know, if you go too high with cast control, that can limit your casting distance. Not with a reel like this. With that lighter weight spool and the properly tuned MagForce Z system, you're also going to get increased casting distance, similar to like what you would see on a Tutula Elite model, which was designed for long cast. The Tutula 100 is going to be able to get you that casting distance just as well.
Don't tell that to the company, okay?
Yeah, but no, they are phenomenal reels, phenomenal internals. Mm-hmm. Come check them out.
You just can't go wrong with it, right?
No, not at all.
Sounds good.
At that price point. Oh, at that price point? Yeah.
No, yeah, not at yeah, that price yeah.
Point. Well, once again, I just want to say, you know, thanks for coming on and explaining all this to us on this Tutula 100 reel. And all the neat things. And I know Daiwa's also came out with another a new spin casting, didn't they?
A couple of new spinning reels. Yeah, we can definitely go over those as well. New Fuego LT, Revros LT, and Acceler LT.
Okay, let's grab one of those and go over with one of them, okay?
Sounds great.
Okay, we just moved around the table a little bit with Chris, and we're now holding, what is it again?
This is the Fuego LT.
Okay, I thought it was a bar called Fuegos, but that's another subject.
Yes, it is. Yeah, no, this is the new Fuego LT model, 2023 design. So this is a reel that we're really excited about. The previous generation was a phenomenal reel. A lot of people liked it. Great price point, you know, and great performance as well. A lot of awesome features.
Because I know a lot of people, you know, there are people that do use both bait casters and spinning. I can use a bait caster, and I do, but I prefer using a spinning reel. And this will do all the stuff that you want it to do, won't it?
Absolutely, yeah. The Fuego LT line, you know, they span from a 2,500 all the way up to a 6,000 size. So, you know, for the guys that aren't quite comfortable moving into a bait casting outfit where you need a little bit more power than typical spinning reel would dish out, you know, you move up to a 3,000 or 4,000 size in this series, you're going to be able to do everything that a bait casting reel could.
So tell me what makes the Fuego to Fuego.
Yeah, so what makes the Fuego is, first and foremost, the mag seal. That's why people love the reel, the mag seal system inside there. And the mag seal is essentially a magnetic oil barrier along the main shaft. It's designed to prevent any kind of debris or water intrusion into the gearbox, basically perfect for a variety of applications where you've got a harsh environment, whether that's fishing in a saltwater environment where you don't want saltwater intrusion into your reel, or if you're fishing in a body of water that has a lot of sediment in the water that's going to be bringing that into the reel as you're retrieving your lure or bait. You don't want that sediment getting inside there and messing with your gears. So that mag seal prevents that from getting inside there. There's more to go over, certainly. Yeah.
As you're talking, I'm sitting there going, oh, it's kind of Chauncey-proofed.
Yeah, you could definitely say that, certainly.
Okay, now... The ball bearings and all of that is, I mean, how does that all compare?
Yeah, ball bearings are going to be about the same as the previous generation. You know, they're still going to be some of the corrosion-resistant ball bearings as well as stainless steel shielded ball bearings. But, you know, beyond that, what really makes the Fuego LT unique reel, a step up from the previous generation, is what we call the air drive design. So this reel incorporates two of the major components of the whole air drive design. Those two components are a lighter weight bale that still maintains strength without issue, a angled bale to allow for better line management, catches that line on the retrieve with no problem, guiding it straight into the line roller without issue. Secondly, a lighter weight, what we call an air drive rotor. When you see the photos of the reel, you'll see that there's no extra material where it doesn't need to be. And with that, because we're able to lighten the weight on that, that equivocates to a much more balanced reel, balanced on the rotation without any sacrifice to the rigidity and the structural integrity of the reel.
So you're not going to feel a wobble-dobble that you get with some reels as you're reeling it in, right?
Absolutely, yeah. No more wobble with the bale combined with the air rotor system, no.
Cool. And, of course, it's got the drag on the front, and you can adjust it if you want to on in the middle of something like everybody does.
Absolutely. Yeah, ATD drag system, just like the previous generation model. It's got that low viscosity grease on the ATD drag system. So what I mean by that low viscosity is that at the initial hook set, you are able to get a nice, strong hook set. Immediately thereafter, that low viscosity grease begins to move. And it moves very slowly to thoroughly engage the drag system and allow you to keep that even pressure. And then the drag will allow line to go out. So you get a nice strong hook set followed by a smooth drag payout.
Cool. So once again, depending on what size you go with, you just match it with a good quality rod, right?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, we have a line of Fuego rods that, color-wise, they would look phenomenally paired with. But, you know, these would also go great with any of the Tatula lineup.
So it makes it a good 1-2 punch. The baitcaster, if you wanted to do that, and then the Fuego if you want to go with a spinning reel.
Absolutely, yeah, a great pair. If you have the option to have both on the boat, it's certainly going to be a good option. When you want to fish Senkos or something lightweight, go with the Fuego LT. You want to fish a chatterbait, spinnerbait, crankbait, switch over to the Tatula 100.
And if anybody goes to their local bait shop that supplies their reels and stuff and they don't have them, tell them to call Daiwa and order them, right?
Yes, absolutely. We're glad to go ahead and assist our retailers to place custom orders. So give them a call.
Sounds good. Chris, thanks for coming on the show.
My pleasure.
You're listening to Chauncey at ICAST. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Coming August 5th is the show people wait for all year long at Paul's Pizza on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester. If you love the outdoors, you're invited to a live broadcast of Chauncey's Great Outdoors at Paul's Pizza on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester on August 5th from 6 to 7 a.m. There will be free gifts, drawings, food, great guests, and more, all at Paul's Pizza in Westchester, 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester. Be there or you're going to miss the fun.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Waterworks Marine has the full line of 2023 Lund and Low boats powered by a Mercury outboard at a price you can afford, but don't wait, they're going fast. Waterworks Marine has Lund and Low fishing boats powered by a Mercury outboard at prices no other dealer across the country can match. If you want a quality pontoon boat powered by a Mercury outboard, they have that for you. Maybe you want a fiberglass fishing boat? Waterworks Marine has that Lund Fiberglass Pro V GL fiberglass fishing boat just waiting for you to take out on the water. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop by there at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them, hey, Chauncey sent me. Chauncey here. A couple of weeks ago, I was really fortunate and held the new Tatula MQLT line of spinning reels that was just released by Daiwa, with new features like a one-piece monocoque frame, an air drive shaft so you don't feel any friction when you reel. Add to that and more, the Tatula MQLT line of reels has a gear ratio from either like 5.8 to 6.2. So you can fish it as slow as you want, or you can fish it as fast as you want. Stop in at your favorite tackle shop that carries the full line of Daiwa and hold that Tatula MQLT reel. Trust me, you won't leave the store without one. Hello everyone, Chauncey here, and I highly recommend the newest Italian family restaurant in the western suburbs is now open to rave reviews. It's called GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. This is a true family restaurant with a menu of the freshest ingredients with attention to detail and creativity. GP Italiano invites you to join them for dinner out with your friends or even that special person. Or how about dinner with your family with special pricing just for kids for homemade pastas and pizza for only $8. You can't go wrong with that. You'll come back twice a week because the kids will want to come back. But with an appetizer, salad, homemade pastas, entrees, artisan wood-fired pizzas, and more, oh, it is so good. Make your next dinner reservation or pick up to go at GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. Give them a call at 708-325-4590 and tell them Chauncey sent you. If you want to stay in the know on the latest outdoor news and information, go to Facebook/Chauncey's Great Outdoors and like us and become one of the sportsmen in the know with Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Facebook. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information on advertising and sponsorships, contact us at ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. That's ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, fish
down
on!
In the middle in a itty-bitty pool swam three little fishies and a mommy fishy too. Swim, said the mama fishy, swim if you can. And they swam right over the dam.
Hi, this is Skeet Reese, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Diddum, daddum, why don't you? Boop, boop, diddum, daddum, why don't you? And they swam right over the dam. Stop, cried the mommy fish, or you will get lost. But the three little fishies didn't want to be bought.
Hey, everybody. Guess where I'm at? You know where I'm at. I told you at the beginning of the show. I'm at ICAST. That's right. This is the biggest fishing toy store on the face of the earth, and the gentleman that I'm speaking to a few years ago, which I'm not going to say how many, I interviewed him once, and he sold out of his entire product that day, and I got a free ice cream cone out of the deal. But we are standing with Brian Sousa, owner of Biz Baits, that started as a high school, a college project, and turned into a really quality fishing product. Brian, congratulations.
Chauncey, thanks so much. You're right. I mean, I remember those days back in Rosemont and Schaumburg. We still go back, right? We made the haul back from Charlotte this year, so stick to the roots. It's so much fun. But you're right, we're here at ICAST. This is our first time being here. You know, if you're a fisherman, you know ICAST, but now you're really looking into being here the first time as a company, going through a rebrand. We've got a new look that we're really excited about, dropping a whole new lead product line. We got some fun new stuff on the soft plastic. So we have a lot going on. We're super excited, and it's been a blast to run into you, too.
I know. I'm walking down the aisle, and I go, oh, my God, there he is. And, you know, you're right by Zepco, and I mean, this isn't bad real estate here.
Yeah, exactly. No, we're in a pretty good spot. I mean, it seems like a main aisle right here. It is surreal, you know, as a kid starting fishing at God knows what age, maybe 10, 12 years old, you see all these brands, you know, you know the big names that are in this room. And so coming into ICAST, you know what's going on. There's just a vibe. There's a feel. And we're having fun being here. It's a really cool opportunity.
Yeah. And, you know, BizBaits, how many years?
Gosh, I was just talking to it with a buddy. I think we're like on 12 or 14, something like that now.
I want to say it's 12. I want to say it's 12 years. I'm going to do my fingers and toes. I think it's 12 years. Yeah. But, you know, the interesting thing is you started out pouring these by yourself, and you've grown into a company where you've hired a bunch of people. But the thing that impresses, these aren't just ground out by a machine and thrown out. These are actual human angler hands. Notice I said angler hands. These are fishermen touching lures fishermen are going to use. Oh, it's a good line. I like that, you know. But, you know, I mean, this is where I think BizBaits grows.
Absolutely. You're right. I mean, it's funny you said that as a slogan. On the back of our new packaging, it says made by anglers for anglers. And that's exactly it. I mean, we got five or six guys locally that are probably part-time in and out of the shop making this stuff by hands, and they all fish. They're all on college teams. They're all on high school teams. Three or four more guys we got that are full-time, either started their team, were on their team, fish tournaments now. So you're absolutely right. I mean, 100% from being a hook or a gallon of liquid plastic to the bait that's in a bag, it's made by anglers for sure.
Exactly. And, you know, you didn't mention that you even had an angler in the Bassmaster Classic, didn't you?
Absolutely. We like to pick on him. Yeah, Louis Minetti. I mean, he fished the Bassmaster Classic. He's had tremendous success. But he's also a brother, a buddy, and a really, really hard worker within this company. I mean, even last week, getting ready for this event, he probably tied 2,000 jigs. I mean, I don't know how many people would like to tie 2,000 jigs, but, I mean, when something needs to get done, he's been a key part of this team, too.
Yeah. Now, what are some of the – you said the lead. You've got new line of lead.
Absolutely, lead products. So that falls under the category of jigs, buzz baits, spinner baits, terminal. So shaky heads, net heads, the whole deal. So we're producing all that stuff to pair up with the plastic. So a flipping jig, a swim jig, a finesse jig, a spinner bait line, all of it's high quality, powder coated, good quality hooks, hand tied skirts, just all the little details that you want out of a good product. We try to cover all those bases.
And once again, your spinner baits, you've got topwater buzz baits. I would love to just slow work one of them puppies, and there are some pads. Oh, I chuck, 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 chuck. And the next sound you hear is whoosh. Ah, I'm ready. But I mean, you even had some products in the new product showcase I saw.
Absolutely, yeah. So on the soft plastic side, you know, we put in some new colors in the Dizzy Diamond. We have our new baby cutter craw, which is a baby version of our regular cutter craw. The lead line went into the hard bait category. So like we were saying earlier, it's super cool to just even be here, submitting new product into the new product showcase. It's just a really awesome milestone for us, and we're really excited.
Now, what a lot of people realize that you really take the time to work on these products. It's not just you're grinding them out on a computer machine and slapping them together. You guys are checking colors. You're doing this. I mean, it is the most, I want to say, complex way of making lures, but it's proven to work out. And I think, and you're running Gamagatsus, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're running Gamagatsu hooks and all the jigs and all the terminal. I mean, we're a bait company, right? We're not a hook company. So starting with a premium hook is kind of the base. It's a good foundation. Kind of like when you build a house, you got to start with a good foundation. But you're right, all those details, all the heads are custom, all the designs. When it comes to skirt colors, there's like six or seven blended colors to make an awesome looking skirt. We have taken a ton of time and effort to think of all those little details. And this finished product, we're super, super proud of now.
I'm just looking over my shoulder at everything going, Wow, wow. Look at this. Look at this. Look at it. You know, not for human consumption. No kidding, guys. When you're on the water, have confidence that your baits mean business. You know, mean business. Premium quality baits and handcrafted details. I mean, it really shows that, I mean, and I'm not trashing any of the other companies that make plastic baits, but if you look at these and go, whoa, there is a difference. And it's a difference on the positive side, not the negative side. No cut angles, no shortcuts. And, you know, from the Dizzy Diamonds to the Biz Bugs to the Mag Dizzies that stand up straight. I mean, I don't know how you do this. And you're not going to tell me. I know you're not. But, I mean, it's a congratulations to you and everybody that works with you.
Thank you. It really means a lot to us. Yeah, we put so much time and effort into it. The quality is the key proponent for our baits. And really the core values of this company is just making a quality product. There's plenty of options out there. So if we're going to make a bait, we're going to make it the best that we can. It starts with key components, watching color consistency, whatever the case may be, whether it's soft plastics or hard baits. I mean, the attention to detail really is what sets us apart.
What's your most popular one that people always ask for?
Man, on the soft plastic side, I mean, the Dizzy Diamond is a signature shaky head worm that everybody asks for. The Sassy Stick is an awesome stick bait that we've worked really hard on the formula to get a really good shimmy. So those two baits are definitely staples on the soft plastic side.
And, of course, you know, the Pad Daddy that is a most dangerous lure to drag across some lily pads and weeds. Make sure that hook is straight up and better hold on to the rod. And then all of your crawfish baits. I mean, you break the part so they can move independently. And I think what a lot of people don't realize is, and I learned it from my aquarium in my house, that a crawfish, they don't just sit on the ground. If they're most of the time they're in the weeds, if they're on the gravel or something, their claws are up. And what they're trying to do is community fishing. They nip at minnows and other things that swim by because if they can't catch it, they cut it. It winds up getting a bacteria and dies and is food for somebody else. Well, and then they wind up finding food that somebody else nipped, you know? And that's how crayfish do their cycle. And, I mean, this is one your crawfish are just wiggling in the... I'm like, oh, baby. Oh, I could see somebody looking at that's got gills going, that looks like a lunch buffet to me. I mean, and that's really what it is.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, like you said, with our plastic, we salt the plastic and we scent it, but uniquely it's buoyant to still stand up. Traditionally, salt weighs your plastics down. And so, yeah, on all the crawfish and the finesse worms and stuff, having that plastic where the arms want to stay up off the bottom, like you said, is the true defense position of a crawdad as you're dragging it. And when you drag it, he's moving backwards, just like a craw does. But those arms being up really just give them something, an extra spice and irritate the bass. And when they nose down on them, they're like, all right, we're going to eat this thing.
And the other thing, too, is a lot of crawfish that I see in the market and other places, they're all one color. Your crawfish, they've got a greenish pumpkin on the top, and then they got an orange on the bottom. I mean, and then you got red and black. I mean, you've got these two tones that only enhance the ability, the eye-catching, as I call it. Do the fish see it like a crawfish? Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. There's so many people that say different things. But the different colors will catch their eye. And I think that's what you've really cornered the market on, where a lot of people don't try.
Absolutely, yeah. Most of the craws are offered in 22 colors. We still get asked about more. But yeah, we have a lot of great laminate colors, top and bottoms, and in regions of the country. You know, guys go up to Wisconsin and they have the rusty craws. They want a little orange, a little more orange or copper flake in it. Guys fish dirty water in the Fox Chain, for example, and they're throwing, you know, black and darker baits in that dark water. So we just want to have the most amount of options for the anglers in the water they're fishing, for sure.
Now, your oldest son is Noah, right?
Noah, yeah, he's 4.
Have you started him packing baits and stuff like that, working in the shop?
No, not packing yet, but he knows Biz Baits. It's super cute. Honestly, as a dad, it's really touching. He's like, if he sees the bee, he's like, Dad, that's your Biz Baits, you know? Or he went to school and they asked him on a board, you know, what are you going to take on your camping trip? And when they asked Noah, he said Biz Baits and a fishing pole. It's just like... And then the teacher writes that down. So, no, it's super cool. He's really into it. He's not working yet, but I think he needs to start soon.
Yeah, I would say, you know, don't worry about the child labor laws. You know, we won't talk about that, but he needs to start soon, you know, and getting into the business. Well, you know, I want to thank you for opening up the eyes to a lot of fishermen. I see your products in stores. I know you can buy them online through your website at?
Bizbaits.com.
And they are also available in tackle shops in other parts of the country.
Yeah, we're in about 40 different retailers. We're still expanding on that. We're on Tackle Warehouse. Sometimes that's really convenient for most people. So, yeah, we're still expanding. But if you order directly through us, we're going to get it out quick. And that's something we really pride ourselves on.
And if your bait store that you go to doesn't have it, they need to ask them to order it, right?
Absolutely. We'll get them taken care of. We'll get them a great selection, help them out, and we'll make sure it's in your local store. Yeah.
Well, Brian, from day one, I'm very proud of you.
Honestly, man, Chauncey, it means a lot. It's really surreal to circle back and talking to this microphone because, I mean, I remember waking up early doing an interview for the Schaumburg Show or the Rosemont Show, and like you said, selling us out of Pad Daddies. We probably had 30 packs, and now luckily we have, you know, hundreds. But back then, 30 packs took 3 weeks to make. So it is super cool to circle back and have this opportunity to talk with you.
Hey, Brian, thank you, and tell your wife and the boys congratulations on this and many more years of the fishing industry and getting them out into the great outdoors.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Chauncey. I appreciate it.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Coming August 5th is the show people wait for all year long at Paul's Pizza on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester. If you love the outdoors, you're invited to a live broadcast of Chauncey's Great Outdoors at Paul's Pizza on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester on August 5th from 6 to 7 a.m. There will be free gifts, drawings, food, great guests, and more, all at Paul's Pizza in Westchester, 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester. Be there or you're going to miss the fun. Waterworks Marine has the full line of 2023 Lund and Low boats powered by a Mercury outboard at a price you can afford, but don't wait, they're going fast. Waterworks Marine has Lund and Low fishing boats powered by a Mercury outboard at prices no other dealer across the country can match. If you want a quality pontoon boat powered by a Mercury outboard, they have that for you. Maybe you want a fiberglass fishing boat? Waterworks Marine has that Lund Fiberglass Pro V GL fiberglass fishing boat just waiting for you to take out on the water. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop by there at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them, hey, Chauncey sent me. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester is the place for that true classic Chicago hot dog and the best Italian beef sandwich large enough to share. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester also has specialties like an Italian sausage and beef combo, gyros, pasta, Italian steak, eggplant parmesan, ribs, salads, daily specials, and even the best flame-broiled hamburgers. Make Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester your favorite. It's ours.
Chauncey here. A couple of weeks ago, I was really fortunate and held a new Tatula MQLT line of spinning reels that was just released by Daiwa, with new features like a one-piece monocoat frame, an air drive shaft so you don't feel any friction when you reel. Add to that and more, the Tatula MQLT line of reels has a gear ratio from either like 5.8 to 6.2. So you can fish it as slow as you want, or you can fish it as fast as you want. Stop in at your favorite tackle shop that carries the full line of Daiwa and hold that Tatula MQLT reel. Trust me, you won't leave the store without one.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
If you want to stay in the know on the latest outdoor news and information, go to Facebook/ Chauncey's Great Outdoors and like us and become one of the sportsmen in the know with Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Facebook. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information on advertising and sponsorships, contact us at Chauncey Media at AOL.com. That's Chauncey Media at AOL.com. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. Rend Lake Area Tourism at rendlake.com. A little bit of heaven at exit 77 on Interstate 57. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie.
Well, welcome back, everybody, to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you're enjoying the show with me today down here in Orlando. Hot, hot Orlando. I know. It's just, let me put it to you this way. If you live north of Interstate 80 in the United States, you're just not used to weather like this. It's just really, but that's okay. We're having a great time at the ICAST show and picking up a lot of neat stuff and learning stuff. And we're going to bring it to you in the next couple of weeks and have some fun. And like I said, I hope you enjoyed our interview with Daiwa today and also BizBait, because I'm pretty proud watching that kid grow from being a very beginning entrepreneur to being a successful businessman. He really is doing a great job. Okay, let's talk about some neat things that are going on. This is going to get everyone excited in Michigan that likes the pheasant hunt. The Department of Natural Resources is expanding their 2023 upland bird hunting program. Oh, yeah. Three times more rooster pheasants are going to be released than last year. They have four new sites in Cass City, Crane Pond, Dansville, and Staten State game areas. Additional releases in December on state game areas with an open pheasant hunting season. This is really exciting for all of those hunters in Michigan. And, you know, I like to go hunt in Michigan. It's not wrong with that. But this is going to be really, really cool. So this is going to be cool for whether you're a seasoned hunter or a newbie. You know, you're going to get some prime opportunities. Shoot some pheasants and bring them to the table. Nothing wrong with that. I love it. Love it, love it, love it. This rooster-only pheasant releases will occur from October 20th to November 14th. That goes along with pheasant season up there, because we all know what happens on November 15th in the state of Michigan. It's deer season. Oh, yeah. You know, but they got 13 different sites, but some of the Western Michigan ones are going to be Cornish in Van Buren County. That's a fall release only. We're seeing in St. Joseph County, Leidy Lake, L-E-I-D-Y. I hope I said that right. That's a fall and December release program. That's got a lot of people excited. And, I mean, these are just some great areas to go. The sale of a $25 pheasant license funds that they charge for this release program just adds to the program to get more birds out there. I think this is a great way for people to enjoy some good pheasant hunting, whether it's best to have a dog. But if you can't, we understand. That's okay. But that's going to be a great program. We're going to see if we can get somebody on from the state of Michigan before the fall season starts. You know, the bald eagle, we've been seeing many, many of them. I mean, when I was a you know what a yurt is, okay? When I was a youth going to Boy Scout camp at Owaspe, as a matter of fact, in Western Michigan, we had a pair of nesting eagles. And that was like maybe one of the only one or two in the state. And there were so few bald eagles nesting pairs east of the Mississippi River. It was shocking. But, you know, they seem to be adapting. Well, we have them in Chicago.
We have them on the south side. There's a nesting area on the southeast side of Chicago. The Forest Preserve District of Cook County has bald eagle nests in there. So they're very much, you know, saying, hey, you know, maybe we can start building nests around metropolitan areas. We'll just have to find good places to eat, pick a different restaurant every night. You know, they're bald eagles. They're not stupid. But, you know, they're having a good time. But, you know, there were like, I think in Michigan now there are 900 breeding pairs. 900. You compare that to like 359 back in 2000 and only 83 in 1980. And when I'm talking about when I saw my first bald eagle, that was in the mid-60s and there was like none. So I was pretty impressed by this. And, you know, it was because of, you know, habitat, of course, you know, nesting habitat, humans not doing the right thing, shooting them, et cetera, not knowing what they were. Pesticides, DDT, terrible thing. And that, because what that did was that made the eggs thinner. And when the eagles would sit on them to brood them, they would crack the egg. And so they've got rid of that. They're doing very well. So the numbers are going up and up and up, and you can't go wrong. I mean, this is such a huge great thing that shows that, you know, working with nature, you can really get these things to go. And I'm just so happy that we're seeing them not just in Michigan and we're seeing Indiana, Wisconsin. I mean, all over the United States now, you're seeing the bald eagle. And, you know, it's the American emblem. I know Ben Franklin wanted the wild turkey, but we do have the bald eagle. He's a little bit more majestic looking, I think. One of the best things, though, if you know there's a bald eagle's nest, don't go over there and hassle them, okay? Kind of keep your distance. Give them some space. You know, they're not building a nest on your house, so you don't bug them at their house. They're okay. And just give them a little bit of room. Don't disturb them. Pick up any trash you see when you're out in the, you know, on a lake, a shoreline, because they may pick that stuff up and bring it to the nest, and they'll only wind up doing more and more damage to the population of the bird, but it's a really, really cool thing. But the bald eagle brought back, just like the buffalo, from the brink of extinction. I love it. Hey, let's get the Aiden Fishing Report. I'm opening it up on my computer right now, just so, because I have no idea what Aiden's going to say to me. And the Aiden Fishing Report is my grandson from Western Michigan, and it's brought to you by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. All boats are fun certified, and when you call them, tell them you want that Chauncey certified price. Papa, we did our best and took the boat down to St. Joseph, and we're fishing in 120 feet of water, catching coho salmon and one Chinook and one lake trout. We lost a couple others. We don't know what they were. We were using spoons and getting most of our hits there. When we came in, we talked to the old guys on the pier. I love when he says that, old guys on a pier. And they said fishing was slow for all species. Perch fishing is also really slow. There were a few fish caught in 45 feet of water with jig and minnows, but otherwise, perching was slow. I can use a mess of perch. Yeah, I could too. We then moved inland to Big Blue Lake and pounded. That's what he already wrote. Pounded bluegill and bass. I used plastic worms with a yellow tail that you like and gave me, and I was for bass, and I was using those whack 'em and stack 'em jigs for bluegills with no bait on them. I didn't tip them with any bait. I would count 1, 2, and 3, I had another fish. 1, 2, 3, I had another bluegill. It was a lot of fun. Even Dad said that I was outfishing him. Well, that's Caden. They probably outfish me too. See you soon for the party. Love your fishing guide in training. Oh, he's now a fishing guide in training, Aiden. And that was brought to you by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Can't go wrong with that. Oh, God. 708-798-9700. Remember that. 708-798-9700. Let's get some stuff done. Salmon Aram opened up today and runs through July 23rd at the headquarters at the Reef Point Brew House in Racine, Wisconsin. Go to salmonarama.com for more information. Up on the Chain of Lakes, my friend Bill said that he was popping some channel catfish in good numbers on chicken liver, cut bait, and night crawlers. Walleye on leeches when you were trolling. Muskie were also active. Best fishing is early in the morning. Bluegill have slowed down. Crappie are hard to find right now, but you need to look about 6 to 12 feet of water with slip bobbers and little plastics tipped with bait. Okay, we'll try that program too there. That sounds pretty good. We're seeing up on Lake Delavan. This is from our good friends at Dave Dewey, who's sending us a report every week, and also my cardiologist, who just retired and lives up there, part of the Chauncey's Great Outdoors medical team. Fish are in their summer patterns. Walleye fishing, not too bad. We're seeing largemouth bass also in bigger schools, and they're between 12 and 18 feet of water right now. Action could be good for them. Those bluegills are hitting almost anything you throw at them. Northern pike, they want some meat. They want meat. Bigger baits, that's what they're happy with. Remember that. Fox River, we're seeing a lot more active. See, we got all that rain and stuff that hit the Chicagoland area. River came up, then the river went down. It went really fast. So don't think that it's going to be a hard time to fish it. You just got to watch it. When it's up, fish the shoreline. When it's receding, start moving a little bit deeper. That's where you'll find that action there, too. Our friends in Lake Geneva are saying, Chauncey, there's way too many recreational boaters out on the water right now. You better be fishing early or in the middle of the night with your lights on the boat to make sure you can catch some fish. Walleye are in literally, you're fishing after midnight to find any of the fish, and you're bouncing stuff off the bottom to try to get some action. Largemouth bass are in about 10 to 20 feet of water. Rock bass, still very good. I'd say 12 feet of water is where you want to start with. My good buddy, also another friend of the show here, Darren, was fishing Green Lake and said, hey, things are getting better. We got an algae bloom because it's keeping the light out and the fish are a little bit more active. That's a good sign. They're using bass in 8 to 10 feet of water. Nice action there, so don't miss that. And then for you, you heard the Captain Toner report, but we're getting only a few reports here and there of what's going on for perch in Lake Michigan. I know. Well, I hear the flute playing, so that means we're coming to the end of the program, and I like to leave you with a Native American proverb. And this one comes from Nulax Nation, and it's the hereditary chief, Ed Moody. It says, we must protect the forest for our children, grandchildren, and children yet to be born. We must protect the forest for those who can't speak for themselves, such as the birds, the animals, the fish, and the trees. Remember that. Think of it. If we take care of them, they will take care of us and our children's children's children. Please remember, we don't own all the woods, the rain, the storms, the fish we're catching. We're borrowing it all from our children's children. See you next week on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.